Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. I recently saw, actually, my friend sent me a TikTok, or maybe I sent it to him. Anyway, doesn't matter. What matters was the actual content of the TikTok, and it was someone saying something along the lines of spirituality is not something you believe in. It's not like religion. It's more like a radio station, so you're either tuned in or tuned out. And I was like, I was mind blown by this statement because it's fucking true. I'm sorry to put it that way, but it was kind of like a revelation to me. And that will be the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we're going to be talking about manifestation. Hell yeah. Maybe you do remember the topic of, I think it was 2 weeks ago, where I talked about that time when I went on a date and my date never showed up. And actually, prior to that date, I had another date planned with that same person. And that day when I woke up, I kind of had the feeling that they were gonna cancel on me last minute. And I was so convinced that it was gonna happen that I kind of made it happen. So what happened was the date was planned, and then that day I kind of felt I was a little bit sick still, and that person knew. But then I opened up the door by telling them that I was still a little bit sick, and I just wanted to let them know so they would be aware, right? And I wanted to make sure that they were comfortable with me still being a little bit sick going on the date. And that in itself was me giving that person a way out of the date and making my intuition happen and making it real. And I told that story to my friend, and he was like, yeah, you literally made that happen. And I was not aware that that's what I was doing. But he essentially was saying that manifestation is real, and I was so convinced that it was not going to happen that I make it not happen. Does that make sense? And at first, when I had this conversation with my friend who was saying that this was quite essentially manifestation and that I made it happen for myself, I was like, why would I want somebody to cancel? And what he said was, it's not about what you want to happen, but it's about you having this feeling that something's going to happen and then consciously or unconsciously making it happen. And then the more I thought of it, the more I was like, you are so right. And it made me think of all those times in my life. Well, maybe let's say for the past 5 years or so, because I haven't been aware since I was a baby. But where I'm going is that I've always felt like I had a pretty good intuition and that the gut feeling I have is pretty accurate and it's pretty on point for most of the times, and I'm rarely wrong about something. And whenever I have this feeling that something's gonna happen, it ends up happening. And I always believed that it was kind of like just a universe and how things should be. And I do believe in that. I do believe that life happens a certain way because it needs to happen that way, and that everything happens for a reason. But I also do believe in this form of manifestation where when you want something to happen, it's not just about trusting life, but it's also about being a little more concrete and more intentional when it comes to your actions in order to get there, in order to make whatever you want to happen. And it's funny because I didn't realize that up until recently, up until I had this exact conversation with my friend who was like, yeah, manifestation is not just sitting there and thinking that things are going to happen, but it's about working your way there. It's about your desire and your intentions, but it's also about the actions that you take. And again, I was blown away by it because there is a part of me that's very spiritual and that likes to believe that whatever's meant to be will be, and that everything again happens for a reason. And I do trust life to go in my favor, and I feel like I've always been very blessed, and I've just been living my life happily for the most part. And that's partially because I trust life and because I'm really enjoying it and because I'm kind of a little bit spiritual. I could be more spiritual, but I could also be less spiritual. Nonetheless, the point is, I never really truly saw manifestation that way. And now that I do see it that way, it makes so much more sense, because now I know that it's not really a power in itself, though it kind of is, but it's a little bit more tangible, right? Knowing that manifestation doesn't only rely on will, but also on actions, kind of make it, I don't know, maybe a little bit more accessible and a little bit more exciting and thrilling, if you will. If we circle back to last week's episode, I briefly mentioned something about moving away, and it happened so quickly because, to me, like, let's say 3-4 weeks ago, the idea of moving to a new apartment and to finding my own place was so out of reach. It was so far in my mind. I thought it was only going to happen in a matter of months. But then I think my energy shifted and I wanted it to happen. And so I made it happen. Because my energy prior to that was like, oh yeah, it's something in the makings. It's not really concrete. It's not, I'm not really taking, you know, I'm just looking. And I was not convinced enough for it to happen. I was kind of being more passive than active. And then when my energy switched and when I thought, okay, I'm going to make this happen, I made it happen. But it was not just a question of changing my energy and my intentions, but it was also about my actions reflecting my intentions. And that's quite essentially what made it happen. I was being more active than passive, and I was more on the lookout, and I was on Marketplace looking, saving, engaging, planning. And that in itself made it work, because I was taking actions that were leading me to the end result of whatever I manifested, which was my dream apartment. And you know what? I did find my dream apartment. It literally, like, all the boxes are ticked. It ticks all the boxes on whatever I had on the list of my dream apartment. So did I manifest my dream apartment? My friend would say that I did. And I believe that I did. But I also took some actions towards that. And I think that's what manifestation is. And, you know, manifestation is really, I think, personal. But for me, it makes it so much more empowering to know that not only is it about the intentions and how you approach things and the energy and the spirituality of the whole thing, but it's also about, you know, the actions that you take and what you do in order to get there. And I feel like that's what people tend to forget, and that's okay. You know, some people are a little bit more in tune with their internal feelings, if that makes sense, their internal energy, but I'm more like of a go-getter. So obviously it's going to reflect in the way that I want things to happen, in the way that I make things happen. But also, if we circle back to the whole dating situation I told you about, where I kind of manifested my date to cancel, I can manifest bad things for myself. And this is where it can be quote unquote dangerous, because it's so easy to fall into a pattern of overthinking and of projecting yourself in the worst way possible to overcome these challenges. But what ends up happening is you kind of make things happen that you don't truly want to happen, but because you're convinced that they're going to happen, and because you have this internal feeling, and because you have this intuition that something is going to go one way rather than the other, then you kind of make it happen. Not entirely, you know, not everything is a question of manifestation. You have to remember that, but it does come into play, and it does work in your favor if you want it to work in your favor, but it also works the other way around if you kind of sabotage. And this is exactly what self-sabotage is. It's manifesting things to not go your way. So think about that. And kind of in a similar direction, and I might be getting some hate because of that, but at least I'm speaking my truth. I think that the people who are pessimist and who are always complaining about the same things over and over again, but who are not taking any actions to change that, or kind of manifesting that shitty life for themselves, right? It's like they're talking all that shit and they're complaining about every little thing in their life, But ultimately, they're not doing anything about it. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what I'm saying. You have to not only put intentions out there and complain about everything, but you kind of have to take actions. If you want something to change, make a change, or at least try, right? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but hey. And sure, it's okay to complain sometimes. And we all have these moments where things get more complicated, more difficult, and there's going to be bumps in the roads for everyone, right? But I don't know. Using pity and trying to get consolation from others, and I don't know. I just don't think it's a great way to actually get what you want in life. And as I said, I'm a go-getter, and when I want something, I kind of go and get it, right? But that's what my way of seeing things, and I have my personal approach, but that's what's been working for me. I call it delusion, maybe a little bit, but I truly feel like the best is yet to come for me. But that doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying whatever is right now. I am so grateful for everything that I have, for the friends and family that I have, for the job that I have, for the work that I do, for the content that I create, for all these opportunities in my life. But I do take some credit for that because I've worked towards that. And that being said, I know I am extremely privileged as a white woman living in Canada. But that doesn't excuse the fact that whatever I have worked for in some way. I am going to give myself credit where credit is due. And you should do the same. You should be proud of yourself. And you should want what's best for you. And that's what manifestation is. Anyway, I'm clearly getting lost in the sauce here, as always. So that would be my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully, I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in bonne journée.